Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. First Nighter. This is your host, John Batchelder, welcoming you to your theater of hits. It's almost curtain time. Shall we go right in? This way, please. Here are your orchestra seats for the best in Broadway musicals, performed by the United States Marine Band under the direction of Lieutenant Colonel William F. Settleman and presented by the United States Marine Corps. This performance is an old favorite and represents Jerome Kern at his best, Roberta, embodying some of the most successful music Kern ever wrote. One of the most interesting stories about the original stage production of Roberta is one concerning the song, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. It seems the director didn't like the song, and during the rehearsal of the show, argued vehemently to have it removed from the score. Kern was just as insistent that it remain right where it was, which of course it did. Happily, it became one of the most popular songs he ever wrote. However, not only the music of Roberta was successful, for some of the names in the original cast were some of the best known and best liked in American entertainment. Among the names on the opening night programs were George Murphy, Alan Young, and Bob Hope. Nor was Roberta less blessed with stars when the show was made into a motion picture 2 years after the Broadway production. For among the names in the movie version were Irene Dunne, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, and Randolph Scott. So for this show in your theater of hits, we journey with the stars back to the early 30s, to the nostalgic strains of some of Jerome Kern's best tunes. I see Colonel Settleman is approaching the podium, the house lights dim, and now from out of the past, the warm introductory strains of Jerome Kern's Roberta.
Thank you.
It's intermission time, and here's a program note for young men of action. Are you wondering what your next step in life will be? It might be wise to stop and think and explore the opportunities that are now available. The United States Marine Corps now offers young men with ambition and a desire to get ahead a life of travel and adventure. Yes, here is a chance you shouldn't pass up. Service with this elite corps. Travel to distant lands, a variety of duty assignments. You may be one of the Marines picked to guard one of the many important embassies located throughout the world. Or you may serve aboard ships. And then again, you may be trained in aviation and work with the latest jet aircraft. Marine training is the best. And marine training involves maneuvers in the islands of the Caribbean or the countries of the Mediterranean or off the California coast. Yes, Marines are world travelers. So, young men, take advantage of this opportunity. See your recruiter today and get the facts on an exciting new career. Be a volunteer. Be a Marine.
Second act, curtain time. Curtain time.
And now it's time to return to our seats. I see Colonel Sattelman is already on stage. The house lights dim. And now, Act Two of Roberta.
Thank you.
And this concludes Jerome Kern's Roberta, as performed for you by the United States Marine Band under the baton of Lieutenant Colonel William F. Satterlund. This program was brought to you transcribed through special arrangement with T.B. Harms Company by the men and women of the United States Marine Corps. With this program note to young men and women of military age, if you are 17 years old or over, and want a life of travel and adventure, find out if you can qualify for enlistment in the United States Marine Corps. Marines serve on all the five continents and all the seven seas. And while they're traveling the world over and sharing new experiences and adventures together, Marines receive the finest training available. So visit your local Marine Corps recruiting station and get the details on how you can enjoy a career of travel and adventure in the United States Marine Corps. Be a volunteer. Be a Marine. And now this is your host, John Batchelder, hoping you enjoyed Theater of Hits.